coaches. Let's save our student athletes. Set them up for success. Let's go above and beyond. Let's be extra. Okay? The job requirements that we signed up for may say this. Let's go above and beyond and step it up a notch. Because in the end, programs will appreciate that. Parents will appreciate that. School administrations will appreciate that. And we'll always have a job. We just can't come in the building and, oh, it's all about wins and losses. State championships. You better be on time in practice today. You better not be late. You better study that playbook. Run harder. Run faster. Let's go. What are you doing? Come on. You can do it. Run me 50 laps. You're not. Come on, guys. You get what I'm going. No, don't. No. Don't be that coach. Okay? Don't be that coach because that's not a good look. Not a good look for your program. And it's not a good look for the future of your program. So make some changes. Okay? All right, I want to talk about student athletes. Okay? It's not only coach's job to help you be successful. You also got to help yourself. Because before we can get help, we must and should be helping ourselves if we can, if we have the ability to. We can't just sit back and say, oh, my parents got this. Oh, school administration got this. Oh, my coaches got. No, you got to do something. Make good grades, be respectful, have manners, be positive on social media, and promote yourself. Okay? Promote yourself and get yourself out there. Find out what you like, what you want to study in college, how much you love in sports. Do you love sports like that? Find out. You know? Don't rely on us parents and coaches and school administration to do all the work. Get the ball going. Say, hey, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whoever, your guardian, school administration, coach, I'm thinking about studying science. I think I can really be a basketball player. I think I can really be a football player. I can be a lawyer. I can go to the military. Share those type of conversations with parents, with school administration, with coaches, because from there it could grow. All right, but if you don't say nothing, the ball may not get rolling because some coaches got their set ways. And I hate to say this, some school administration is not going to push above and beyond, not all. Okay, but some not going to push you to do this. And some of us parents, you know, we don't know sports. If you think about going and talking to a Nick Saban or Deion Sanders or, you know, we don't, some of us parents don't know those connections. That's where you talk to your coach at. So you got to help yourself grow. Everybody come together. This thing could work. All right. But just don't sit back and expect, like I say, parents, school administration and coaches to help you out. No. It's a team. It's a team. And we all got to be dialed in and tie in together for this thing to work out. Okay. Staying on student athletes. I want to talk about what I'm seeing on social media from some of you student athletes, not all, but some. And this is bothering me. You can call me a hater. Oh, he just mad because he don't got likes or retweets. I don't care what you want to say. But I'm keeping it real. Some of you student athletes as I hear, oh, I got 24 offers. I want to thank such and such university. This is my 25th offer. This is my 30th offer. This is my 15th offer. This is my 14th offer. This is my 10th offer. This is my 35th offer. This is my 40th offer. This is my 50th offer. Yeah, you get what I'm saying, right? It sounds annoying, right? Just saying that and over and over and over and over and over again, right? It's annoying. Student athletes, let's stop that. Let's stop that. That's extra. What's the word I'm looking for now? What they call it? Clickbait, clout chasing. You just want to get known. You know, you really, you know what I'm saying? You just want to get popular and talk. No, here's the proper way to announce. When a school offers you a scholarship, say it's University of South Carolina. I'm from South Carolina, by the way. I always had dreams of being at the University of South Carolina when I was young. But then again, it didn't work out. Oh, well. All right. But let's say you got an offer from the University of South Carolina. Here's how you say that on Twitter. All right. I would like to thank the University of South Carolina for offering me a scholarship. And, you know, that's it. Thank you, University of South Carolina, for offering me a scholarship. I would like to thank University of South Carolina for offering me a scholarship. Thanks, coach such and such. Thanks, coach such and such. You know, it was a nice day, great meeting. And you hit tweet. You know, you send it out. There's no need to say, okay, this is my 50th offer. I would like to thank the University of South Carolina for giving me my 25th offer. You know, don't do that. Because when you put in all that number, how many scholarships you got, it looks a little bit of clout chasing, clickbaiting, and you just trying to basically just be popular and making it about you. If you want to do that, hey, that's your choice. I'm just trying to help you out because down the line, at the end of the day, last time I checked, I don't know about you, but last time I checked, you only can sign to one school. Okay. You can only sign to one school and one school only. So there's no need to go and do all that extra 25th offer. This is my 27th offer. Thank you, University of such and such. This is my 28th offer. What does that matter? You put in that number by your, you know, offer because you want people to know, hey, look at me. I got 30 offers. I got 25 offers. They loving me. You don't got to do all that. Act like you've been there before. Thank the university. They don't need to include in, this is my 10th offer. This is my 12th offer. Let's stop that. Thank that university for taking the time out to meet with you, have lunch with you, show you their athletic facilities, you know, show you around. Thank them for that. Make it about you and that university and your family and your friends. Don't do all that 35th offer and 30th offer and 14th offer and mix it with the school too, because that, no. And I get it. Social media is all about everybody want to get known now. Everybody want to get those likes and retweets and be popular and, oh, such and such follow me. You know, you don't need that. All right. Okay. You know, because half of these people, you don't even know. There's no need to try to chase clout. Your job at the end of the day is find out what program works for you. What do you want to study in college? Do that program have that major that you want to study? Can you do that as well as play a football, play basketball, play soccer, play baseball, play volleyball, golf, hockey? If that connect, that should all matter. All right, because at the end of the day, you're going to be the one in that classroom doing that work on that field, listening to your coaches. Nobody else going to be with you. There's no need to put in how many offers you got. It's not about that. Some coaches don't like that. Some maybe do, but I know I'm a coach. I don't like that. Okay, I want the student athlete that's basically, hey, making it about the program and not him or her. Making it about the program first. Okay, I want to know, when I check your social media, I don't want to know how many offers you got. I want to know, do you smoke? Do you drink? I want to see what you're posting on social media. Are you a positive person? Are you a negative person? Are you helpful in your community? Do you take in consideration of others? All right, how you're dressing, how you're talking, what you're posting, what your bio says, what you liking, what you retweeting. You know, when you post a video, what are you saying? That's what I look at if I'm a recruit, you know, thinking about, you know, putting a kid in my college program. I'm not looking at how many offers you got. Are you a team leader? Are you vocal? Can you defend? All right. Can you catch? Can you run? Can you rebound? Are you a good shooter, dribbler? All right. What's your mission? What's your position on the court? What's your position on the field? Can I play you on both sides of the ball? Offense, defense? Do you show up to practice on time? Do you respectful? Can you look me in the eye while we talking? Do you have manners? Yes, sir. No, sir. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. What are you doing to make yourself a better person and make others better? Are you helpful to others? Are you helping yourself? Do you have self-considering, self-awareness? That's what I'm looking at. I can care less about how many offers you have. And some coaches, they feel the same way I feel. If not all, some do. We don't care about how many offers you got. Because we look at it as clout chasing and clickbait. You just want to make it popular about you. And coming in making it about you is going to ruin that basketball program. Ruin that football, that baseball, that soccer, that hockey, that volleyball, that tennis program. You're going to ruin it. You're going to find yourself out of a scholarship. So don't be that student athlete clickbaiting and clout chasing. You don't have to do that. Promote yourself, but not that way. If you want to post a picture of you shooting a half-court three-point shot like Stephen Curry, post that. I would like it and I would retweet it. You lifting weights, you squatted 500 pounds a day, 455 pounds, 300 pounds, and you want to post that, I got you. All right? But none of this offer stuff. Okay? Nah. And also keep in mind, student athletes, we as media, because I work in media too. I got my own media company, Clarence Jones Sports Media. Okay? Got my own media platform. We going to find you. Media people will always find you. So be careful about these people that you're tagging in. Because I've talked to several student athletes. They're like, man, I'm tagging such and such and such. And he or she is not retweeting. They're not liking. They're not saying anything. And I say, hey, this is why. Because maybe you're nagging them. No disrespect. But maybe you're nagging that media outlet or those media people. Man, I've been tagging so-and-so every single day, man. He ain't or she ain't retweeting. Well, what it is, coach, you know, some call me Clarence. They don't think I'm good. I say, no, it ain't that. It just, when you're, you know, set up for success, about to be set up for success, let people find you. And that's why I tell several student athletes. Okay, some of my previous former, you know, players I've coached that, you know, call me sometime, text me up. I say, hey, let them find you. They going to find you. We going to find you. All right? Great, successful people always get found. And they will always get that job, that career they earn and deserve as long as they do their part, meaning promoting themselves the right way, putting in that effort to communicate, and putting themselves out there. People going to always find you. There's no need to tag 40 media outlets in one tweet because you want them to see how great you are. We going to find you. Okay, I've had several student athletes, some I've never met in person, send me a DM on Instagram, send me a DM on Twitter or Facebook and say, hey, coach, check me out. Hey, coach, check me out. What do you think? And I tell them, I say, hey, you're great. Keep up the great work. But I would rather you allow me to find you. Because when you're sending me multiple videos and, hey, coach, check me out. Look what I did today, you know, on the field. Look what I did today on the basketball court. Coach, check me out. Coach, here's my stats. Check my stats out, coach. Look at my stats. Look how much catches I got. Look how much touchdowns I've thrown. When you go and do that every single day or every other day to numerous media outlets, it's going to be ignoring. It's going to drive people crazy. You don't want to do it that way. It ain't no different if you was a big time up-and-coming rapper or R&B singer and you want Bad Boy Puff Daddy to sign you. You want 50 Cent to sign you. Jay-Z to sign you. Eminem to sign you. You want these people to sign you, right? And find you. So you hitting them up every day on their Twitter and they ain't saying nothing back. You emailing them, you know, your copies of your CDs or whatever, MP3s. They ain't letting you know nothing. Let people find you. Most successful people was found by them not even knowing. Dang, he was looking at me for this long? Because a lot of times that's what happened. When you finally get recruited or when you finally get the opportunity to talk about, you know, the grind and how you came up, a lot of times you hear people say, man, I didn't even know they was looking at me. Or you hear athletes say, I didn't even know that team was even thinking about drafting me or because they never talked to me during my draft process. I mean, you heard the stories. I didn't even thought that school was looking at me because they never called me or talked to me in high school. You hear these stories, right? And you see how it worked for them, right? It could work for you too. If you just focus on you being positive, being successful, doing what you got to do out there on the football field, basketball court, and doing what you got to do out there in the classroom, inside the classroom. People will find you. Don't let social media ruin your career because you want people to notice you. Nobody gonna forget about you. People love you. People know what you do. There's no need to go above and beyond in that way. Tagging people. And you wondering why they ain't liking back. Or why they ain't retweeting. Now see, I'm not like that. I make time. I try my best to get back to people when they tag me and stuff. Because I just think it's disrespectful. I mean, at least I find it that way. When somebody tag you in something. And you don't acknowledge it. Don't hit the like button. Don't hit the retweet button. Don't have no comment. Nah. So I like to be fair and make time to, you know, respond back. Because I'm like, hey, you tagged me. So I don't want to let you down. Because I know if I tag somebody in something that I may think important, I would like for them to, hey, give me some type of response. Okay. But yeah, student athletes, you will be found. Okay. You will be found. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep up the great work. Keep striving. Keep achieving. You will be fine. Okay. But don't be that nagging and 25th offer and 30th offer. And hey, I'm tagging all these media outlets every day and I'm on my grind. You may be on your grind, but you on it in a way of clout chase. Don't be a clout chaser grinder. Be a focused mind in your business type of grinder. And people are going to come knocking on your door, calling your phone, hitting up your DMs, giving you opportunities because you was focused on succeeding and striving and didn't have time to be doing all this stuff on social media. Okay. All right. Staying again on student athletes. Okay. Staying again on student athletes. Speaking of social media. Oh man, I am tired of seeing videos of athletes fighting referees. Okay. I am tired of seeing that. That's bothering me. I don't like that. I don't appreciate that. Not cool at all. Your job as a student athlete is to keep your hands to yourself. Some of these videos look like recreational leagues, AAU leagues, high school leagues, but you know the ones I'm talking about. You go on YouTube or you just so happen to be on Twitter and you see a video of players beating up referees, a player slap a referee, players jumping referees. You got to stop that, student athletes. I don't know what gave you the courage to think it was okay to put your hands on a referee. That's not cool. And most of these, I'm seeing basketball. I think I might have saw one football video of a player putting his hands on a ref. But most of these is basketball videos, recreational leagues, AAU leagues, where players is jumping, attacking referees. This got to stop. You know why it got to stop? Because you're putting your reputation on the line. Okay? Your parents raised you better than that. So be better. All right? No parents tell you to put your hands on a referee. What gave you that right? Coaches tell you all the time, be respectful. I will hope some of us coaches, all our coaches, is getting down on our players, letting them know, hey, it don't matter what's going down. You do not put your hands on a referee. I mean, these players, they going at them, right? I'm like, what? This is what youth sports has come to? Players putting their hands on referees. I mean, when was that allowed? When was that okay? That's never okay, right? Never okay. So the athletes, you better be aware because this is on video. Your reputation's on the line. One day you're going to be wanting that good scholarship offer, right? You might be in middle school right now, just started high school, in the middle of high school, about to get out in a couple years, and you're going to need to be in college. You're going to need to be in something, military, some type of trade, carpentry, concrete, something, brick mason. You're going to need to do something. All right. And that video going to be surfacing and that's going to be on your record. Every job do background check. So you better be wise and think and consider it. Before I act out today at this ball game, yes, I'm 13. Yes, I'm 14. But do I really want to show off? Do I really want to attack and put my hands on this referee and think that's cool? When 5, 10, 15 years from now, how do I explain that in my job interview? How do I explain that to Coach Nick Saban and Coach Prime? Okay, when they come to my school or when they come in my home and talk to me about recruiting, how do I explain to them, hey, when I was 12, when I was 13, 14, yeah, I punched a referee. I jumped a referee. I gave, no, Coach Prime, Coach Saban, and many other